From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The O'Keefe Empire by Jane Candia Coleman. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The man who boarded the train in El Paso had been staring at her for hours, and Joanna O'Keefe, choking on smoke and cinders and swatting flies, was nearly at the limit of her patience. She wished she'd had the sense to stay at home and wait until her husband came for her, instead of embarking on a journey comparable to a descent into hell. Outside the open windows of the car, the land stretched, dry, brittle, embroidered with creosote, and here and there a field of nameless tawny flowers on slender stems. In the distance she could see mountains, also nameless, and as foreign to her, raised as she'd been in the Texas Hill Country, as the surface of the moon. In his letters, Alex had described a lush valley, high desert, he called it, but covered with grass for hundreds of miles and watered by a river and streams that formed in the mountains where oak and juniper grew. Had he been lying? Writing his dreams, blind to reality, as he was apt to be? She shook her head in a small gesture of denial. Could he have lied to her about such a thing? No, he was her husband, her lifelong friend, and a wife did not think ill of her mate. Or if she did, she banished the thought before it grew into anger or the silence of despair. That was how she felt now, desperate, with the blue eyes of the stranger watching her. An infant wailed somewhere in the car, the cry of a child who had passed the limits of frustration and refused to be comforted. Comfort. It was four walls and a roof and a cool breeze skittering off the creek and through the pecan trees. It was Alex coming home for supper, full of talk and his usual dreams to share with her. She could see him seated across the table with its homespun cloth, his face lit by lamplight, his eyes.